Exclusive, Senator Ron Johnson on Deep State. We have been lied to by our government for decades. By Hannah Knudsen on June 12, 2024. The U.S. government has lied to the American people for decades. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, discussing the realities of the deep state. Host Mike Slater played two clips for Johnson, one of former FBI Director James Comey warning of the dangers of Trump having a second term, and another of former President Richard Nixon answering a question on if there was a CIA conspiracy to remove him from office. First, let me say he was James Comey and people like James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, they are the ones who have corrupted the CIA and the FBI and Department of Justice. Okay. They have done the corruption there, Johnson began, discussing what has been revealed in retrospect on the deep state over the years. You go back and what was now being revealed. For example, on the JFK assassination, you got CIA fingerprints all over that. He said discussing other so-called conspiracies by noting that Deep Throat was the number two person at the FBI. The Watergate plumbers were CIA operatives or employees, the senator pointed out. We have been lied to by our government for decades. And it's people like James Clapper and John Brennan and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and James Comey. These are the people who targeted Donald Trump before he ever became president. They couldn't believe he won the election and did everything they could to undermine his presidency for 4 years. And then the coup de grace, the 51 former intelligence officials who, even though the FBI knew the Hunter Biden laptop was genuine, then you get our current Secretary of State, setting up with a former CIA number 2 Mike Morrell. The letter for 51 former intelligence officials said that Hunter Biden laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian information operation. That was an information operation perpetrated by U.S. intelligence officials against the American public, against President Trump, Johnson said. There's the truth. There's the corruption. You know, James Comey is a corrupt individual, Johnson added. Johnson also pointed to possible nefarious behavior by the deep state as it relates to January 6th. He explained, I'm all focused on exposing the truth. There was a very interesting article written and taken from the corrupt January 6th Select Committee's report. And it talks about how the chairman of Joint Chiefs General Milley on January 5th rewrote the order for deploying the D.C. National Guard requiring Army Secretary McCarthy. And he wrote this with Army Secretary McCarthy, that only McCarthy could authorize this use, which was completely unusual. So the General Walker, the general in charge, couldn't deploy them on his own authority. And then all of a sudden the January 6th, Army Secretary McCarthy was AWOL for about 3 hours. We had more security for the Brett Kavanaugh hearings that we had for January 6th. Even though everybody in Washington knew there gonna be tens of thousands of people coming here. Okay. The most innocent explanation is either a complete dereliction of duty on the part of the people who are in charge of Capitol security. There are a bunch of them. Or the least nefarious explanation is they knew something's gonna happen. And they just sit back and let it happen because they knew that would sink Trump. Watch, Jacob Chansley details his treatment in federal prison after January 6th. The most nefarious explanation is they put agitators in the crowd to foment violence. And again, the fact that you have so many people in that crowd that are identified that have never been arrested or prosecuted. They seem to be doing some of the worst things in terms of directing the crowd. And DOJ's hands are off those people, he said, describing it as very suspicious. We haven't even begun to be told the truth on what has happened on January 6th. The JFK assassination, the downfall of Richard Nixon. Again, our government has lied to us for decades, he said. The deep state is very powerful, the senator said. They don't give up their secrets easily. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., June 12, 2024. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.